الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من رأى منكم منكرا فليغير بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ما من رجل يكون في قوم يعمل فيهم بالمعاصي يقدرون على أن يغيروا عليه ولا يغيرون إلا أصابهم الله منه بإيقاب قبل أن يموتوا وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا عملت الخطيئة في الأرض من شهدها فكرها كان كمن غاب عنها ومن غاب فريدها كان كمن شهدها وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أوحى الله عز وجل إلى جبريل عليه السلام أن اقلب مدينة كذا وكذا بأهلها فقال يا رب إن فيهم عبدك فلانا لم يعسك طرفة عين قال فقال اقلبها عليه وعليهم فإن وجهه لم يتمعر في الساعة قط في ساعة قط في ساعة قط صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم My dear brothers and sisters Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims and we have Iman. And this Iman is Iman Bil-Ghayb. And in this world, we know that there are many people who do not have Iman Bil-Ghayb. They do what they see. They don't think what may be the other things. So we should not follow them. We should try to correct them. We should be da'i, we should not be mad'u. Because the person who does not make da'wa, Dawat. It means he is not da'i, he is not da'i, so he becomes madhu. This is very essential. So to protect oneself, to protect himself, it's the least that one should be da'i of good things. Once I joined an office where I was, I was not knowing all the people and I was stranger. There I thought that I should not say anything to others because it is just start and let me take my time to do Dawat because the people may be thinking who is he, is having Dawa for us. So in 2 or 3 days, I just felt that I am losing something. I am losing something spiritually. So then I came to know that I should start Dawa. And there was one captain beside my room. He was captain doctor. So I started to talk to him about prayer. And my intention was this, that I should protect myself. Because if I don't do this, so it affects me as well. So there are many things to consider. Just like I recited few verses of Holy Quran and few Ahadith Sharifa. The ayat I have recited says, keep to forgiveness, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and join kindness and turn away from the ignorant. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, those of you who see an evil act being done, then stop it by means of thy hands. And if you do not have the power to do so, then by means of the tongue. And if they don't have, if they don't have the power to do so, then have or it by hurt and plan to rectify it. And this is the lowest form of the faith narrated by Muslim Sharif. So it means if we are somewhere and we are thinking that there are some evils done by some people, so there are three possibilities. Either we shall be having power to stop, or we shall not be having power to stop, but we shall be able to say something about this in some better words. If it's not problematic, it does not harm. Otherwise, then we should keep silent, but we should think that thing bad. We should not make our mind to accept that. That is very, very bad thing. Just like see these mobiles, use of mobiles. Nowadays, it's becoming very problematic and becoming more and more an evil way. If we learn these things from the others and use this an evil way, so we shall be losing our goodness and we shall be on the bad path. So what to do if we have power to stop? For example, if I am father or I am boss or I am in the government powerful position, so should I ban these things? I should stop these things. I should control these things in the way that people are not affected by these. But if I am not that powerful and I can speak upon it in a noble way, so I should do this. That to protect others from this evil. And even then, if it is not possible and the people are not accepting this and maybe torturing me, so then at least I should consider this is a bad thing. I should not be with them to use this in that way. Many things can be some examples of these things. But the main thing is this, that we should not follow others in bad ways. We should teach them, we should tell them good things if possible. And we should stop the evils by power if we are powerful. And another thing, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, there is not a person in any community who when commits evil, it means sin, and these persons, in spite of having the power of stopping him, they do not stop him, except that these persons will be inflicted with the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before they die because of him. Abu Dawud and Ibn Majah. It means if we are seeing some things which are wrong and we are not going to stop, and if something is coming because of that, for example, azab or some trouble, so that will affect you as well. There is another hadith Sharif in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given example of a ship in which there are stages. In the lower stage, there are some people who are taking water from the top level. And they think that is troubling them, and we should take water directly from the sea just to make hole in the wall of the ship, and we take water from there. Why to trouble them? If the people who are on top, they do not stop them from this, so only they will not be drowned. Those people who are sitting on the top, they will also be drowned. They will drown also. So therefore it means those people should stop them as soon as possible. Otherwise, the trouble will be coming to them, towards them. Similarly, if there are some evils in community and the people are not going to stop, and because of that some azab is coming, so that azab will not come only on those people who are doing this thing, but also to those who are not stopping them. This may also be there. So we should be every time alert and noticing these things and doing something to correct them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a sin has been committed on the earth and a person has witnessed it and dislikes it, he would be like one who was absent from there when this sin was committed. And the person who was absent from such an event, but he is pleased with it, is as though he was present at that time. Related by Abu Dawud. I think it's like patti bazi. It means just the people who are in some party and that party is doing something wrong. And if he is not present at that time, but he is with the party in that thing, so he is like that he has also committed this. And the person who was, it means there, but he did not like it, and he was not with them in this thing, so he will not be assumed among them. So it means we should be alert in this way also, because we should be thinking this way, that we are doing only for Allah. We are not doing for party. This is very, very important. Once in a political party, a very great scholar was a contest election, and that was in our area. So just in last days, we reached there to campaign for them. And we worked like Tablighi Jamaat, in masajid, talking in masajid and telling the people, and not telling them that you should vote for him. Only we were telling them this, that it's time that you should pray tahajjud, and after that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq to cast our vote in favor of a noble person and a good person, Just you ask about it. And you should not be responsible to cast your vote in favor of bad, but because it will be wrongdoing. So therefore, just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you. It was like this. And many people joined us. And it was really very helpful thing. So those people who are in party, in that party, they taught us that we are in that party. So they ask us, you have come very late. If you would come earlier, so this thing would be very good and the people would be with us. Why you came late? Just like the people who are saying something to the party fellows. I asked them, whether you consider me in this party? He said, yes. Why not? I said, no, we are not in this party. We are not in this party. He said, then in which party you are? I said, we are just with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are doing only thing, only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this party will, you can say, present a person who is not doing good thing, who is not good person, we shall be against them. And I give them an example that if this party would ask this person to stand here, so we would do something against them. They were young people. They were young people and then came to know and said, you are right. We should do also this thing. So in the provincial assembly election, they have done something wrong, that party. Joined some another group. So I did not go there. And I just went at the time of election because it was holiday. So for some personal work. So those young people saw me, said, why you have come here? I said, for my private work, it's not for the election. So they said, yes, we are also sitting. We do not do anything. But tell us, what should we do? I said to them, you should make a pressure group in this party. Pressure group in this party. And just at the right time, you should use your power. So I asked them to make a pressure group in this party. And at the time of decision, you should use your power at that time, that your decision should be in good for a good person. So this way we can do something. And in the last, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent an order to Jibreel, said that Allah sent an order to Jibreel alayhi salam to overturn a certain town with its inhabitants. Jibreel alayhi salam remarked, O my sustainer, verily amidst them is one who had not disobeyed you even to the extent of the twinkle of an eye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered, overturn the town upon him and them, for his face never ever changed color for a moment for my sake. Which means we should have emotions for the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So this way, we can protect ourselves from bad things and join good things. This is very, very important because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wal asr inna al-insana lafi khusr illa allazina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasu bil haqqi wa tawasu bil sabr." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that time, swearing on the time, zamana, that every person is in loss, except those who has iman and did good amal and ask for haq and ask for sabr. So it means this is also included in the work. Four things. So we should do this. And also there should be a group of people who should have the responsibility of doing Amr bil Maruf and al Munkar. So this way we should, you can say, offer our services for the Ummat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do this way. Wa ma'alayna al-balagh. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka at-tawwabur rahim. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun mursalun mursaleen. Now we should have a zikr, inshallah.
لا إله إلا الله 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 إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد بارك لا إله إلا هو 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 اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم حق 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 اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم الله 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 الله
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. As we know that every good thing should be ended by dua. And mashallah, alhamdulillah, our elders have shown us the best way of dua, that we should start with those dua who are narrated in Quran and Ahadith Sharifa. These are the best dua and accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, these dua are called Munajat-e-Maqbool. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayh has arranged them in a book named Munajat-e-Maqbool. And in this Munajat-e-Maqbool, all the du'as, Qurani and Mansoos in Hadith Sharifa, they have been arranged in seven groups, 7 days. And one each manzil is narrated, is recited in one day. It means on Saturday, on Sunday, on Monday. So if we do all this, the whole week, so inshallah we shall be asking these du'as, all du'as, and no du'a will be left unrecited. So today we should do this, the du'as which are for Sunday. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala khatam al-nabiyin, Allahumma Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina azab al-nar. ربي عيني ولا تعين علي وانصرني ولا تنصر علي وامكر لي ولا تمكر علي واهدني ويسر هدالي وانصرني على من بغى علي ربي جلني لك ذكارا لك شكارا لك رهبا لك متوعا لك متيئا اليك مخبتا اليك اللهم منيبا ربي تقبل توبتي واغسل خوبتي واجب دعوتي وثبت حجتي وسدد لساني واهد قلبي واسلل سقيمه صدري اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارض عنا وادخلنا الجنة ونجنا من النار واصلح لنا شأننا كله اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا واصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثنين بها قابليها وأتمها علينا اللهم إني أسألك الثبات في الأمر وأسألك عزيمة الرشد وأسألك شكر نعمتك وحسن عبادتك وأسألك لسانا صادقا وقلبا سليما وخلقا مستقيما وأسألك من خير ما تعلم وأستغفر مما تعلم إنك أنت علام الغيوب اللهم اغفر لي ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أنت أعلم به مني اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تهول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا بجنتك من اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا وجل الوارث منا وجل سارنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وآتنا ولا تحرمنا وآسرنا ولا تؤسر علينا وأرضنا وأرضاننا اللهم ألهمني رشدي اللهم قني شر نفسي وعزم لي على رشد أمري أسأل الله العافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم إني أسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لي وترحمني وإذا أردت بقوم فتنة فتوفني غير مفتون وأسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عملي يقرب إلى حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلي من نفسي وأهلي ومن الماء البارد اللهم ارزقني حبك وحب من ينفعني حبه عندك اللهم ما رزقتني اللهم ما رزقتني مما أحب فجل القوة التي ما تحب اللهم اللهم ما زويت أني مما أحب فجل الفراغ اللي فيما تحب يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك اللهم إني أسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفذ ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجات الجنة الجنة الخلد اللهم إني أسألك صحة في إيمان وإيمان في حسن خلق ونجاحا تتبع فلاحا ورحمة منك وعافية ومغفرة منك ورضانا اللهم انفعني بما علمتني وعلمني ما ينفعني اللهم بعلمك الغيب وقدرتك على الخلق أحيني ما علمت الحياة خير لي وتوفني إذا علمت الوفاة خير لي وأسألك خشيتك في العيب والشهادة وكلمة الإخلاص في الرضا والغضب وأسألك نعيما لا ينفد وقرة عين لا تنقطع وأسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك وزبك من ضراء مزرة وفتنة مضلة اللهم زين بزينة الإيمان وهجلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم اللهم إني أسألك من الخير كل عاجله وآجله ما علمت منه وما لم أعلم اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك ونبيك اللهم إني أسألك الجنة وما قر وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل وأسألك أن تجعل كل قضاء لي خيرا وأسألك ما قضيت لي من أمر أن تجعل عاقبته رشدا اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها واجدنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم احفظني بالإسلام قائم وحفظني بالإسلام قائم وحفظني بالإسلام راقد ولا تشمت بأدوم ولا حاسدا اللهم إني أسألك من كل خير خزائن بيدك وأسألك من الخير الذي هو بيدك كله اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا ولا آخرة إلا قضيته يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم قنني بما رزقتني وبارك لي فيه واخلف على كل غائبة لي بخير اللهم إني أسألك عيشة نقية وميتة سوية ومرضا غير مخزين ولا فاضح اللهم إني ضعيف فقوي في رضاك ضعفي وخذ إلى الخير بناصيتي وجل الإسلام منتهى رضائي وإني ذليل فأعزني وإني فقير فارزقني اللهم إني أسألك خير المسألة وخير الدعاء وخير نجاحي وخير عملي وخير الصواب وخير حياتي وخير مماتي وثبتني وثبتني وثقل موازيني وحقق إيماني وارفع درجتي وتقبل صلاتي وأسألك الدرجات العلى من الجنة أمين اللهم إني أسألك فواتح الخير وخواتمه وجمامه أوله وآخره وظاهره وباطنه اللهم إني أسألك خير ما آتي وخير ما فعل وخير ما عمل وخير ما بطن وخير ما ظهر اللهم جل وسعي رزقك علي عندك بري سني وانقطاع عمري وجل خير عمري وآخره وخير عملي خواتمه وخير أيامي يوم ألقاك فيه يا ولي الإسلام وأهلي ثبتني بحتى ألقاك أسألك غناي وغنى مولاي اللهم إني أعوذك من سوء الأمر وفتنة الصدر وأعوذ بعزتك لا إله إلا أنت تذل لي من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء من شر ما عملت ومن شر ما لم أعمل ومن شر ما علمت ومن شر ما لم أعلم ومن زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك ومن شر السمي ومن شر بصر ومن شر لسان ومن شر قلب ومن شر مني ومن الفاقة ومن الأظلم وأظلم ومن الهدم ومن تردي ومن الغرك والحرك أي وأن يتخبط من الشيطان عند الموت ومن أن أموت في سبيلك مدبرا ونموت لذيقا تقبل هذه دعواتي في أمك في حق محمد أشرف علي وعبد واسع محمد مصطفى محمد علي ومحمد شفيع عبد الماجد ومولانا محمد أشرف سليماني ومولانا محمد زكريا وصوفي محمد إقبال وسيد الإشاء وسيد تسليم الملك وسيد تنظيم الحق رحمة الله عليهم وفي حق وجميع المتعلقين وفي حق أبائهم وأمهاتهم وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات صلى الله تعالى على سيد الكائنات وكرم المخلوقات صلاة تسبق الغايات ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن شاء الله إن شاء الله we shall be talking about different types of zikr just like the zikr which is for sawab and the zikr which is for ilaj inshallah we shall be discuss next week you can ask your brothers to attend that session which is very very important I have been asked to do these things may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to listen it and to do as it is described